Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Normally I would have had some questions prepared, but why don't you just introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are, what you do, how you got into this.
Sure. So my name is Kevin, and I've been playing this for a little over 15 years now. The first year I really got into this, I played as a player character like you guys, right? I was in your shoes. And I happened to be against one of those Iron Fist DMs, right? That says, I tell them, hey, I want to do this. And the guy was like, no. And I'm like, well, why not? I want to do it. What? You know, I was like, dude, why can't I do it? Because you can't. I'm like, dude, that's messed up. All right, well, sit here and shut up then, fine. I'll roll my stinking dice and whatever. But I felt bad. I was like, man, this sucks. And then I started reading up, and I got the actual Dungeon Master's book and started reading this. I'm like, dude, I can do this. So then I stepped into the DM role and started creating all these adventures and got all my friends together. They just had a ball, man. They were like, this is awesome, you know? And it was kind of messed up, but kind of funny at the same time. That same group I was originally in, I pulled those guys to mind because they hated the guy who rules Iron Fist. So the guy came to mind like, dude, Kevin, you're so much better. I'm like, thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. So, and then after that, I loved it. I mean, I like being you guys, you know, player characters, but me, I could be whatever I want, you know? I could be this lavish-looking, beautiful lady. I could be this crooked old man who beats people with canes. I mean, I could be whoever I want.
Yeah, why not?
So, I love creating adventures and just love making people smile and laugh and just getting groups of people together and just have a good time. So, that's really what I like to do.
I like how it started off as revenge. And
no, right?
Someday they should make I feel like they can make an anime series about your story.
That'd be I would love to see a slice of life D&D story about you stealing.
Hell yeah. That'd be so good.
You see the guy just there, they're pouting, crying. Why? Because you suck, man.
Tears for
you suck.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you turn that into what you do now? Because right now, you know, everybody can't tell this podcast. We're on Zoom right now, and so right now we're doing this over the internet. How did that come about?
So it's actually very recent. In February of this year, I started, it's actually my wife. She was like, Kevin, I think you should do something with the Airbnb like online experiences, because last year Airbnb released like all their online experiences for COVID, you know, just keep profit going and all that cool stuff. And we did some stuff. I mean, we took some salsa dances from a professional in Argentina. We did some cooking classes from a lady in Brazil, and it was pretty cool, right? I started looking at virtual tours of cities. I'm like, this is pretty cool. And then Malaya's like, you know what? You should do this. You know, she's like, you should create your own experience and do Dungeons & Dragons. I'm like, So I looked on it, and none. There was no experiences out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds they have. No D&D. I'm like, I feel a monopoly coming, right? Yeah. It's like, I'm going to jump into this. Okay. So I get in there, and I was like, feeling good. Got all my pictures and videos. Airbnb's like, rejected. No, we don't like it. I'm like, what the fuck? Really? Dang it. Okay. So then I tried again, and Airbnb's like, no, you still suck. I'm like,
so now you know why there weren't any.
Exactly, right? But then I found the sweet spot, you know, and I finally got to push through, and they're like, oh, we love it. I'm like, you guys lie, whatever. You guys just had these, sent out these pre-made emails. I hate you guys, but thank you for accepting me. Hopefully no one working there hears this. I love you guys. But yeah, so I got my experience going, and it just kicked off. I mean, I made this really low experience meant for beginners or veterans. You know, if it's veterans, I skip the whole explanation part and we jump into the venture. For beginners, I do a little bit briefer explanation of the sheet, and we just kind of learn as we play. And I've been doing it for like a wide range of ages. I think the youngest person I did was 10 years old, and the oldest person I did was 56. Yeah, so, and I kind of cater my description to the age range. So if I'm playing with a 10-year-old, I don't get so bloody and gory and stuff. And it's like the 55-year-old, she's like, yeah, man, bring the gore. So I'm like, all right, you rip his esophagus out and you take a bite, you know, just freaking, I get detailed, man. Take a bite of it, blood coming down your mouth, and just all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's pretty much how I got into it. And it's been going, like, just booming. And then, again, my lovely wife, you know, she was like, hey, you know, what about this podcast? I would try to get a podcast going. I'm like, hey, that sounds pretty good. So she is definitely my backer for all this. Yeah,
that's really awesome. So we're all really excited. Thank you for reaching out to us to bring this experience to our listeners. So we've had the whole tutorial. We've had all of the stuff. We're about ready to jump into it.
I know I listened to y'all's podcast, and there was like language, and you guys are good with language.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, we love language, especially English.
What do you mean, Kevin? An example of what do you mean?
Language, just speaking different languages. That's one.
Yeah,
I think you mean like the common and halfling languages, exactly. And like all of that stuff.
Ah.
That's what you're talking about, right? Okay.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm still confused as to what exactly Kevin
meant. Oh, I meant like curse words. You know?
No, don't explain it. Oh, were you actually confused?
No, he wasn't.
No. No,
I just wanted Kevin to say fuck shit tit bollock wank awesome minge.
Minge. Fuck shit tit biz.
Minge.
I think I missed the last two. Minge.
What's minge?
Minge. It's because he slipped from English into British. That's what happened.
It's another name for fanny, vagina.
I know fanny. I know that one. That one's funny.
On the C word that we won't use in case there's kids listening.
Yeah, all the other words are fine though.
Fanny doesn't mean butt. It means vagina over there, right?
Yeah, that's what he just said.
Correct, sir.
I missed that.
He's like, yeah. As Min just like, when fanny, you guys wear or fanny, you know, it's vagina.
Oh.
Okay, then.
But yes, sorry, Kevin. I think we're okay with language.
I think the fanny pack thing is just completely messing me up.
Yeah.
All right. That would mess me up, too.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Objections? Any objections?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.